With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. An overwhelming majority of Americans think President Biden is too old for another term in office.
The latest ABC News Ipsos poll shows a whopping 86% of Americans think Joe Biden is too old to serve another 4 years as president. That includes 73% of Democrats. A majority of 62% also believe Donald Trump is too old to be president. These findings were released days after the special counsel's report about President Biden's mishandling of classified documents raised questions about the 81-year-old's mental fitness. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Former President Trump is asking the Supreme Court to extend the delay in his election interference trial and ultimately find him immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn his 2020 election loss. His lawyers filed an emergency appeal with the court on Monday, just 4 days after the justices heard Trump's separate appeal to remain on the presidential ballot. Major General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon press secretary, reads a statement from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center doctors about Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin III underwent non-surgical procedures under general anesthesia to address his bladder issue. We anticipate a successful recovery and will closely monitor him overnight.
Austin.
A prolonged hospital stay is not anticipated. He will be able to resume his normal duties tomorrow.
Austin, in the meantime, has transferred all his authority to Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks. New York City police say one person has been killed and five others injured in a shooting at a subway station in the Bronx. On Wall Street, the Dow by 125 points, the NASDAQ dropped 48. This is SRN News. There's a plan to reorganize the United Methodist Church.
As it is currently constructed, the U.S. Church dominates the rest of the world, and the rest of the world would like to change that. A plan has been presented by Methodists outside this country that would realign the global denomination into roughly continental regions of equal size and power. The UMC is growing all around the planet, except in America, where membership is in decline, strengthening the argument for some kind of a realignment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One Tennessee city will pay $500,000 as part of a settlement with the American Civil Liberties Union and other groups over an ordinance designed to ban drag performances from taking place on public property. The Tennessee Equality Project and the ACLU filed a federal lawsuit after Murfreesboro leaders said they wouldn't grant the organization's event permit requests. This is SRN News. Stocks remain near record high levels. However, the markets closed mixed for this Monday. Correspondent Seth Soutel reports from the action in New York City.
Wall Street held steady around record high levels following its latest weekly gain. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1%. The benchmark index was weighed down by losses in technology stocks. The NASDAQ composite lost 0.3%. The tech-heavy index was flirting with its all-time closing high earlier in the day. The Dow rose 125 points. That's about 0.3%. The blue chips surpassed the record high they set last week. Diamondback Energy jumped more than 9% after saying it would buy Endeavor Energy Resources. The next big event for the market is likely to be Tuesday morning's update on U.S. inflation. Economists expect that number to show a drop back below 3%. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.